Welcome back to Giants.com, and it's time for a preview report brought to you by New Era. My name is John Schmelk. Joining me is Michael Eisen. And Michael, the final preseason game, regular season of football just around the corner. Thank you. And who do you think the Giants are going to hold out of this final preseason game as a precaution to get them ready for the regular season?
Probably several starters, guys who haven't practiced much, guys like Will Beatty. I don't think Ahmad Bradshaw will play with his hand. It sounded as though Coach Coughlin wanted to get the starters a series or two just so they don't go 11 days without some game action. But I think the starters, I know the starters will play very little.
Jason Pierre-Paul, another guy with the back's not going to play in the game. A guy like Beatty, though, at what point do you want to get him into a game just to see how his body reacts, considering how bulky this back has been?
I guess ideally you'd want to see him in a game, but I don't think at this point you want to risk him in the final preseason game. He's really practiced so little. They can gauge next week in practice how he's doing and whether he's fit to play against the Cowboys on the 5th.
We are going to see Akiem Nicks for the first time. He wanted to get some contact, play some football where he can get hit before regular season game number one.
Yeah, he's one guy who's very eager to get out there in a final preseason game. Guys of his pedigree usually like to avoid this game, but he has not played it down yet in the preseason because of his injured foot. And as long as he's going to play, you might as well put Eli Manning out there and see if they can get a little timing and symmetry down.
Now, I imagine this year, maybe more so than most, is going to be a very tough one for the Giants coaching staff to cut down to their final 53. Because in a lot of ways, they might have to release players they like better than others because of all the injury issues they have at certain positions, like the defensive backfield, like linebacker. You might have to let some guys go that you wouldn't want to if it wasn't for these injuries.
Well, either let them go or maybe even put them on IR, which would cost them the season when you don't want to do that. You know, case in point is Terrell Thomas. What do you do with Terrell Thomas if Prince Amukamara is not ready to go in the opener and we don't know if he will be?
Or Hosley.
You know, can you carry three injured cornerbacks on your opening day roster? I don't know that you can do that. So that may cost Terrell Thomas. You know, we don't know. A lot of it is going to depend, obviously, also on what happens in this last game. But it's very possible they're going to have to, in some way, get rid of a player. I hate to use the term get rid of. Either cut or put on IR players that they don't want to do that to.
All right, but where do you think we're going to have the most competition for those final spots in the roster? I think linebacker's a spot where there are a lot of young guys are going to have some competition, wide receivers another, and then running back. Can you keep four running backs now if you have all these injuries on the defensive side of the ball?
I don't know that you can do that. Running back is, to me, a spot that really stands out. I mean, you have Bradshaw, David Wilson, obviously they're locks to make the team. You got DJ Ware, who for a time in the preseason looked like he was going to be your third down and short yardage back. Darrell Scott has looked good in times. He made a big play on special teams the other day. And Andre Brown scored a touchdown the other night, made a nice move cutting the outside. So I don't know what you do with all those guys. Same at wide receiver. I mean, Ramsey Barden made some plays the other night. I think Isaiah Standback's had a very good camp. So I don't know who you get rid of there. Linebacker, I mean, we've got eight very good linebackers here. And Michael Boley, because of his hamstring injury, creates some uncertainty there.
And Kiwanuka with his groin, too. We got to see what he can do on the strong side. Jumping back at wide receiver, then you have a guy like David Douglas, too, who's being given the opportunity to now perform on special teams and show his versatility. And I think using him as a returner in game number 3 was kind of a sign from the coaches that we want to give this guy a real chance here to show what he can do on specials.
No question. And he did well. And he caught a long pass. It was unfortunately called back because of a holding penalty. So he performed. You know, you can only keep 53. So I don't know how that's going to work out. I don't know that, you know, David Douglas may be, may go because of the numbers. It's just a sheer numbers thing. Obviously, anyone who's watched David Douglas throughout training camp has been impressed with him. They may just not have room for him on the roster.
And then Dan DePalma had that nice play where he showed off all that speed. He fumbled it, coach doesn't like that.
Yeah.
But he had that big play as well. All right, Mike, final thoughts now. Final preseason game heading into the regular season. What's the one thing you're going to watch on Wednesday night when the Giants take on the Patriots?
You know, I'd really like to see more out of that second offensive unit, I think. You know, David Carr, in my opinion, really hasn't had a chance to do anything because he hasn't gotten the blocking. He's had some help from his receivers, but that second offensive line has just got to play better.
Yeah.
And it really hasn't shown that it can do that yet. And you know, until it does, I think we're going to have to say the Giants are a little thin at offensive line. That would be the one thing. And obviously you just want to come out of the game as in any game, but especially this game with no major injuries.
Mike, enjoy it. And then the regular season's right around the corner.
All right, John, can't wait.
All right, there we go, folks. That's your final preseason preview report brought to you by New Era right here on Giants.com. Enjoy the game on Wednesday night. Can't wait for Giants and Dallas in a week.